Testing in the House Chamber, 144th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered this morning by Aaron Wilson, Legislative Assistant for Representative Horn. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Wilson?
Dear Heavenly Father, as we begin another work week, let us take a moment to reflect on how blessed we truly are and that you have given us another day to behold your creation. Thank you for bringing us back safely to the General Assembly after a weekend of travel and time spent with family and friends. Lord, please bless the members and staff as they continue to work for this great state. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us and for the love that you show us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Lewis is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 10th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for the October 10th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 572, an act to authorize public universities to obtain liability insurance for alcohol sales.
Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 17th at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 17th at 10 a.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned. There you go.